This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So, circling back to something from the Blitz thing, and before we get to your phone calls, the possibility of Indiana, Penn State, and Oregon all going undefeated, and Oregon being left out of the Big Ten title game. Remember, and the same thing could happen in the ACC, by the way. There's starting to be some rumblings about that because SMU, Miami, and
Clemson,
yeah, could all finish 8-0 in the league, and they get to a tiebreaker. If the tiebreaker excludes Oregon, no, they don't have to play in the Big Ten title game, but then they don't get a first-round bye in the playoffs. Because those go to conference champions. And that's where you could have the number one ranked team undefeated in the country playing a first round game. So this is why this whole conference expansion thing, they're too big to plug into the system that we have. it's ridiculous. It's all a money grab that's led to a nonsensical potential outcome here. And it's going to happen eventually. It may not happen this year, but.
I was going to ask you that question, Doug. Yeah. I didn't remember. So it prevents them from getting a bye, but it doesn't prevent them from being ranked number one in the country?
Yeah. Yep. I mean, maybe it won't play itself out. But
yeah, of course.
And you work your way down the tiebreakers. I think one of the later tiebreakers is result. It might be. Well, I need to go through and be sure of this, but let's suffice it to say that the Indiana and Penn State both have to beat Ohio State for this to even possibly be in play.
Yeah, but just because it seems like way unlikely, you still have to have rules for this stuff in case things happen, right?
Yep. So a number one ranked team playing a first round game. At least they get to play it on campus. All right, look, we got a huge story with the GMO thing, and there's a whole bunch of different aspects of the story. I know we could talk about the ramifications for the Detroit Police Department for letting him go, and we could talk about, you know, the gun laws. Neither of these things really particularly interest Gator or I. It doesn't mean they don't interest you, but what does interest me is the football. This, if the NFL rules in their conduct policy at all with this, and it costs them more time on the field, you know, even now, between the gambling and the performance-enhancing substance, I think we've shown a lot of grace to a young person making bad decisions, at least 10 to 2. Like, I don't speak for every show, and nor would I want to, and whatever takes they've had is fine. But I think we've been patient, young person. A part of this is I'm very sympathetic because, like, I have a 22-year-old who came home this weekend and a couple of times said some things where I'm like, oh, my God. But then again, I made bad decisions back then. I make bad decisions now. I took Purdue in the points against Oregon. Like, I still make bad decisions. And so bottom line is I have grace for bad decisions, but a repeated pattern, right? Repeated pattern, keeping him off the football field potentially here, and you're introducing more nonsense into a locker room that has a great culture. I really have to consider whether or not this guy is going to long-term be good or bad for this team. And I'm not talking about trading him now. I'm just talking about they have an option to pick up at the end of this year and they have a decision to make.
Yeah, I'm not worried about it affecting the culture in the locker room. Those guys are fine. I think it's unfortunate because all these things piling up. Jameson Williams will have a job in the NFL. Okay, that's there's no question about that. He will have a job in the NFL. The question is, do the Lions want to extend him? You know, when the time is right, do they feel like they can put up with stuff like this, or that he'll be mature enough to move past this and not let these kinds of things slip through the cracks again for him? Mm-hmm. That they can invest in him in the future. But I'm not worried about Jameson Williams in terms of being the football player. He'll have a career. But how does it affect this team?
Well, whether or not it's going to be here.
Yeah, and I do think that And when all is said and done, he could definitely get suspended again by the NFL for this, because the NFL doesn't like the gun stuff. They really don't. They want to distance themselves as far away from it as they can. They're already made aware of this prior to it re-breaking yesterday. But the NFL also has a history of going back. You know, you look at the Ray Rice situation. You know, they handed out their suspension knowing what the police report said. And then the video came out, and they're like, oh, look at all the backlash we're getting from the video. Even though the video displayed exactly
right.
what happened, because you saw the police report. The police report and the video are the same. They say exactly what happened, and then now you see it. Now you're like, oh, now we got to really suspend them. Well, why? You know, but so they've gone back before. Whereas before, this was not going to be a suspendable offense. Now, maybe they will. And maybe the reason they do is because if charges are brought up to Jameson Williams for this, as the Detroit Police Department is revisiting this. Now, there's no guarantee that they will. And maybe things get pled down where it's just a misdemeanor and it's you know, kind of a nothing burger in the legal system. Well, the NFL can still step in and say, this young man needs to learn a lesson because he's already been suspended twice for different incidents. And here is something else we could get him for. Maybe that the NFL feels like this is the tough love he needs. I don't know. I hope it gets worked out. I hope he's remorseful for you know, not following through. Again, what he did isn't it's not necessarily a it's not a terrible thing. It's a violation.
I don't think any of these things.
No,
there's
not.
There's three, right? Yeah. There's three. It's the accumulation. It's this plus this, A plus B plus C equals pattern. And I don't know that we can safely say that this won't continue. Let's go to Dan, who's next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Dan.
Hey, how you doing? I agree with you 100%. And I think Roger Goodell has a great opportunity here. It's positive. It's proactive to create a one-infraction system of the NFL policy where if you have any infraction, whether it's gambling, whether it's guns, whatever, there has to be some sort of basic education system put in place for that player that was failed by the college system that passed him through and didn't teach this guy how to conduct himself. I mean, all these colleges want to exploit, and if he wants to get in the way of, you know, any claims of exploitation, Goodell, I mean, if he wants to do that, then he will do something to take care of these players. And you can tell when you talk to Jameson Williams, he's a good-hearted kid. He just maybe was from a family that didn't necessarily have education is maybe the highest priority. Maybe it was survival. And so now you've got an opportunity. You've made it into the NFL. If you mess up, they're there to catch you rather than just to play you on the field until you can't play.
Yeah,
the idea of trading him is silly. This is like the slave trade. When you've outlived your usefulness, you get traded. No.
Okay, hold on. Hold on. That's sports. It's not like the slave trade at all. People make, when you outlive your usefulness, yeah, people, that's not... I hate that analogy, okay? In sports, when you outlive your usefulness, it's not offensive to move on from that player. And I'm not even in favor of getting rid of J-Mo over this, but I can't stand that analogy. I don't buy that at all. And I don't know it's the college system necessarily that let him down. Somewhere along the line.
I have no idea what his family like.
Yeah, I don't either, and I don't like the implication. But you know, there's still stuff that I'm like, oh, crap, we got to do that. Like, I'm a grown man with kids, and there are things I'm like, oh, God, we got to get insurance for that, don't we? Right? I mean, there's paperwork things that you have to take care of. 248-539-9797. Given when I mess those up, it doesn't end up on the front page, but I haven't been suspended from work for any of it yet, right? Jerry, you're next. Hi, Jerry.
You did miss Monday.
Okay, dude, you're gonna hold on for a sec. You're going to have to take us off Bluetooth or roll up your windows or whatever the situation is, because that is...
It is a beautiful day.
It is a beautiful day, but that is super loud background noise. So if you could take us off Bluetooth, Jerry, that would be great, okay?
Or just roll them up.
Is that better?
That's
much better.
There
Thank you,
go.
Sir.
All righty. Morning, guys. I happen to have a friend who has some contacts in the Detroit Police Department, and the day or 2 days after the suspension was announced, he told me about this incident. We're speculating that this is why he was actually suspended and the why the NFL handled it so oddly that you never really heard the NFL come out and suspend him. He accepted the suspension before it was ever formally announced by the NFL, if they ever have. But honestly, listening to the discussion now, I mean, they had to have considered, what if this story gets out? Then we're going to look like idiots for saying we suspend for PED. But I think it's possible, still possible, that this is really the suspension, why he was suspended, because it did happen, you know, back on October 8th, and all this became known by the team, and this was really a team suspension. But in my opinion, it's time to move on. I think you can fill his shoes. He's not going to be, in my opinion, 100 reception guy.
All right, so yes, are you saying move on from him now, or are you saying just let his contract play out?
I think it's time to move on. You give, you know, there's only so many chances you can give a guy.
You've reached your breaking point.
I think in part because he has some trade value. It's declining with this stuff. And, you know, there is a bigger hole to fill. I do think, again, that his role could be filled easier than a big-time edge rusher can be filled. And, you know, the simple fact that this has gone a few times for me I don't think he's ever going to quite be what we hope he's going to be.
Well, it's a damn shame if bad off-the-field decisions impact him on the field. A damn shame. 248-539-9797. And I'm not there yet. Like he is, I'm not there yet. Got to move on from him.
No, I'm not there yet.
Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.